Lake Regan. In order to reach Lake Regan, you have to cross thick patches of mountain pine at the lower Rige. This is another indication of the wet depression that travels east from Ausser Tafamont. It is an area worth being protected, as are all natural habitats that are deemed as such by collective interests represented by dystrophic lakes, near natural highland moors, transition moors, and quagmires. Sheathed cotton sedge, sphragnum moss, and other typical highland moor species, like for example the great sundew or the few flower sedge, are common in this type of habitat. Alongside of the great sundew, along the path to Lake Regan, there is a fascinating local meat-eating plant. Nitrogen-producing insects are digested in the drops of secretion formed on the leaves. The insect is caught by a leaf-closing mechanism that is regulated by the fluid pressure in the cells of the vacuoles. When the leaf is touched, the pressure suddenly changes and the leaf closes. With respect to their value as biotopes, the mountain pine moors, as well as the dwarf shrub areas, play an important role for endangered species of birds, like the black grouse. A Nature 2000 area, Lake Regan is home to a population of an average of 5 cocks and just as many hens. The moorland around the lake, with the cliffs rising up behind it, is a favorite hunting area for the golden eagle and the eagle owl, both endangered species, although their nesting grounds lie beyond this area. Birds of prey, as well as small birds, find a variety of small animals and insects here to eat on the sunny cliffs, strewn with ibexes. Besides the birds, the area around Lake Regan offers reptiles and amphibians an optimal habitat. To help preserve the area around Lake Regan, it is important for hikers to stay on the trail. After all, hikers are the only ones that come to this sensitive area. Alpine agriculture and forestry is not carried out here, and cattle have been banned from the area, because it is feared that they will trample and destroy the wet areas in the highland and transition moors. Lake Regan is the best example in the valley for a biogenous moor dam. As a nutrient-poor moor lake in the highlands, about 1,900 meters above sea level, it shows a slow but typical siltation in the form of a quaking bog, with mud sedge and rannoch rush growing in it. The lake is in an east-to-west running sluice, and the quaking bogs are primarily on the east and west sides. The sluice continues eastwards in the form of ponds that are practically completely covered in quaking bogs. Another older lake of this kind is about 200 meters east of Lake Regan, and is already completely covered by a quaking bog. Because of the slope of the sluice in which Lake Regan lies, the quaking bogs on the valley side are pushed in swells towards the valley. This process has formed a natural wall that dams part of the water. This means that the water level has risen above the level of the original lake basin. The beginnings of such natural moor dams can be seen on the Vermont at Winterjöchli in the Silbertal and in the Wild Reeds. Lake Regan, however, is the most impressive example. What stands out amongst the typical plants of the highland and transition moors is the great sundew. Besides this unique example of a moor biotope, in which we also find the small burr reed, which doesn't bloom, fen moors, especially highland moors, are extremely common. They are mostly holdings with deep layers of peat covered in tufted bulrushes.